agriculture is changing, and so is the meaning of an agriculture degree. Growing and harvesting food is still a decent chunk of the industry, but Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck found out there are seemingly infinite ag careers in fields like food processing, sales, and technology.
This may sound like the average industrial space, but it's not. It's a greenhouse at a research farm outside Ames, Iowa. There, bright green conveyor belts loop down into trays of wastewater. It smells like wet dog. It's a testing ground for GrowSwen Technologies, which grows algae on the belts to eat up nitrogen and phosphorus out of wastewater, stuff that in high amounts is harmful to most fish. Usually, wastewater is treated with chemicals or bacteria, but that creates a sludgy mess that people pay to get rid of. Martin Gross is president and co-founder of the company and says his way is better and cheaper.
If you use algae to treat wastewater, you create algae biomass, and that algae biomass can be sold and made into a variety of products.
Like green, goose poop-looking fertilizer, which is what they're doing. GrowSwen's process is being used in Chicago and a few towns in Iowa, but it all started with Gross's research at Iowa State University. There, he got a lot of ag-affiliated degrees, including a PhD in agriculture and biosystems engineering. And Gross is just one example of what people can do with an ag degree these days. Mike Gall works in career services at ISU's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences.
Well, this past May, we had 106 ag biz students graduate. 97 of those kids walked across the stage with a job in hand, which is just unbelievable statistic.
Gall says only about 8% of students getting a degree from the college go on to farm. Instead of raising livestock, some end up trading stock or lending money to farmers. Many others study animal sciences to become vets, but he says some majors don't have enough students to meet demand, like in food science.
The bottom line is this, we all have to eat, right?
And he says they need more people studying horticulture, you know, landscaping and golf course grooming. For major ag universities like Purdue, University of Illinois, and Iowa State University, most ag degrees have placement rates in the 80 or 90 percentile. That is, a vast majority either find a job right after college or further their education. And that's a big deal when the traditional farming economy isn't doing so great. Kevin Kimley is also at Iowa State, directing its Agriculture Entrepreneurship Initiative. He's a former ag entrepreneur himself and says there's major opportunities there, too.
Yeah, it's a hot market.
Some ag entrepreneurs are like star ISU grad Colin Hurd, who's making headway in the autonomous tractor industry through his company, SmartAg. But Kimley crunched the numbers a few years ago, and at that time, most ag entrepreneurs were actually food truck owners. The college degrees themselves are changing because companies need people who know agriculture and business, finance, and technology. To meet some of those demands, the University of Illinois is offering a brand new degree that combines computer science and crop science. There are just 3 students going for it so far, and Omkar Manoj Haridas is one of them. He came from Bangalore, India, where he once had to choose between studying computer science and biology.
So in the end, I decided on choosing computer science, but that was a really hard decision, and I was still interested in biology.
Biology runs in the family, as his mom is a doctor, but...
I mean, the sight of blood scares me a lot, so that was out of the picture for me.
But with the degree he's now pursuing, he wants to use ag data to create better seeds. And the massive amounts of big ag data will take a certain level of expertise to sift through and understand, according to Adam Davis. He heads the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois. He says companies are already interested in hiring students with a new degree. But he stresses that ag degrees like this are for people who want to improve our food system overall.
It's a perfect major for smart kids who are idealistic and want to do something for society and to help make the world a better place.
So from cleaning wastewater with algae to using data from big ag companies, there are plenty of non-farming options for those with an ag degree. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.